Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 950 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Being in the automobile with him, his mother, Mrs. Rose K., and his brother, Samson K., that as the automobile approached the corner of South Pryor and East Fair Streets, he observed the jurymen in the Frank case turn into South Pryor from the east, out of East Fair Street, and deponent stopped his automobile to look at the jury, and upon doing so noticed that walking alongside the jury were some six or seven other men. Deponent was on the west side of South Pryor Street, while the jury and the above-entitled case was walking north along the east side of South Pryor Street. Deponent's brother Samson K. got out of the automobile, stating to deponent that he was going to follow the jury. B.M.K. Sworn to and subscribed before me this 4th day of September, 1913. Roby T. C. Patterson, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Exhibit L, Georgia, Fulton County, the State of Georgia, versus Fulton Superior Court, Leo M. Frank. Personally appeared before the undersigned, a notary public in and for said county, Miss Martha K., who on oath says that on the last day of the trial of Leo M. Frank in above stated case, August 28, 1913, she was present in the courtroom when the audience applauded. Judge Roan stated to the sheriff that the cheering and demonstrations would have to stop or the courtroom would have to be cleared, to which the sheriff replied, Your Honor, that is the only way it can be stopped. Martha K., sworn to and subscribed before me this 3rd day of September, 1913. Roby T. C. Patterson, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Exhibit M, Georgia, Fulton County, the State of Georgia, versus Fulton Superior Court, Leo M. Frank. Personally appeared before the undersigned, a notary public in and for said county, Mrs. A. Sherman, who on oath says that on the last day of the trial of Leo M. Frank in above stated case, August 28, 1913, she was present in the courtroom when the audience applauded. Judge Roan stated to the sheriff that the cheering and demonstrations would have to stop or the courtroom would have to be cleared, to which the sheriff replied, Your Honor, that is the only way it can be stopped. Mrs. A. Sherman, sworn to and subscribed before me this 3 days day of September, 1913. Robert C. Patterson, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia, 130.